Now, the Doreen Community Complex is expected to be completed by early in the new year. The multi-purpose sports facility is located on council-owned lands at Doreen between Killarney Celtic Soccer Club and Legion GAA Club. It is the first of its kind, one of the first of its kind projects in the country. It's going to be run and managed by Doreen Sports Centre CLG, which is an accumulation of three clubs: the Kerry Stars Special Olympics Club, St. Paul's Basketball Club and Killarney Judo Club and Kerry Judo Club, and they will benefit from the use of the building, but it'll also be a benefit to the local community as well and other sports clubs. There's going to be a cafe as part of it, a double basketball hall, a state-of-the-art, first-of-its-kind judo facility, as well as a Kerry Sports Stars or Kerry Stars facility as well, all within the one complex. Well, to find out more about how well the construction's going, what it's all about, what it's going to deliver, and the very model that was put in place to deliver this multi-sports project, I went out on site in Doreen and I met Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan and Kieran O'Callaghan of O'Callaghan Brothers Construction. And I first of all talked to them about where we were in terms of the construction and when it would be open.
Councillor Niall O'Callaghan from Killarney.
Kieran O'Callaghan with O'Callaghan Brothers.
As we're standing here on the site of Doreen Sports Complex, I was here about a year ago, you, Niall, and it was just a field. It's now, the structure is up and a huge amount of work has been done. So tell me what stage things are at now and what's been going on for the last couple of months.
Yeah, the stage at the moment is the doors and windows are in the structure. The plastering is going ahead now. We're waiting to do the mechanical and electrical work. The boys have been phenomenal, the O'Callaghan brothers, in what they've done on the project. I mean, from where we were a year ago, Jerry, looking at a green field to hopefully playing basketball first quarter of next year in here is just phenomenal. In other projects around the country, we know we're 24 weeks ahead the likes of Aidan Ford and the likes of our engineer John-Paul Coughlin. They've driven it and the CLG has worked amazingly. But this is a replica for every other place in the country. So we want to do it right and we want to be answerable for every penny that's spent here, which is very important. But very proud of where we are at the moment. And, you know, Kieran and Aidan, his brother, they treat this project like it's their own home project inside their garden. And that's all we can ask for from any builder. You know, they take serious pride in their work. And when you come around here, you'll be blown away.
Yeah. Kieran, tell me about, I suppose, the nature of the job and your interest in it when you saw it coming up.
Well, it was a huge thing for the community. Even the community, all the committee alone, their involvement is unbelievable. You could ring them, they'll answer the phone there the first half. There's so much community involvement, the different clubs, the three different clubs involved. The scale of it, I suppose, there's exposure in it from our point of view as well, but there's huge opportunities. We put up the building itself, already there's an extension onto it. Just lovely, challenging. It's close to home. You know, it's a good job to be involved in.
Okay, it's been going well. So we'll walk. So you show me what story is. Now just refresh for people what the project is. And who's involved in it, what it'll be when it finishes.
Yeah, the project at the end of the day is for the whole community of the whole of Kerry, really, to benefit from. But St. Paul's Basketball Club, the Kerry Stars and Killarney Judo Club would be the three main drivers of this part of the project. There will be a part B to Doreen and there'll be other clubs involved in that over the next couple of months. But it's for the whole community. We've five housing estates in the area here and no place for the young people to play and to enjoy sport. Yeah. And this project, because the Kerry County Council management have been so supportive, we've been able to really drive it. We're lucky we've had nearly 3 million in funding. We'll hopefully get out of here with no debt to any of the clubs. The benefit to the community will be huge. We're standing right now in our little town square. Where we're standing right now, Jerry, you'll be able to look at that wall that we're looking at and watch Kerry playing on a Saturday evening or a Sunday evening. You'll be able to come here, have a cup of coffee. If your kids are with Killarney Celtic or in the Legion, they can come in here, have a cup of coffee because the Kerry Stars will run the coffee shop. We're going to keep this place vibrant, and when you walk in through the facility you'll understand how we can do that. And there's a lot of firsts here, like the first of its kind in the judo dojo, first of its kind that the Kerry Stars will own their own premises and their own building, and they'll have their own home. And then meeting areas for the local community to come and have their meetings, or if they want to use the gym and all that, it's going to be open to the community. Membership won't be huge because they haven't. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be run just to cover the cost and pay the expenses of the facility, but it's going to be a huge benefit to the whole community in East Kerry. We're building this public infrastructure through the CLG, and we're definitely 2 years ahead of schedule, and thanks to the boys for that, really.
Yeah. So talk to me about the building, Kieran, that we're seeing here.
So the building, it's a obviously steel frame building, block work. There's over 60,000 blocks gone in here. There is 55 windows. There's 12 doors, I think, a couple of double doors. We're actually plastering stage at the moment, so we're practically weather tight, really. The roof is completely sealed. We're moving on to the mechanical and electrical stage now that's kind of gone out for tender. And there was a lot of designing going on with that because of the nature of the building and what's involved and the numbers of people that are involved in using it in terms of ventilation and even obviously all down to your B cars for your fire escapes and everything. So, it's a nice, challenging project. Good design team. We've site meetings every 2 weeks. Everyone knows where they're going. There's good involvement from the CLG. Because they themselves have three different clubs, which typically could bring on a lot of different complications. But yeah, there's actually, it's quite the opposite. They're passionate people. I suppose the lads involved with Kerry Stars, like Botty was saying there, they have their coffee shop. That's going to have a lot of their members are going to be running the coffee shop themselves, which is exciting for them. The judo hall below, there's going to be, it's kind of the first of its kind of the floor, the type of spring floor that's going in. It's going to be built up with springs and plywood and stuff like that. So they plan on hosting national events below there, you know. Yeah. And obviously the basketball hall itself, as you'll see when we walk in, it's absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Huge for National League games, either way, but then you have two courts running parallel. So huge opportunity. And sure, you're in a facility here in between Clonmany Celtic on one side, Clonmany Legion, like they're brilliant facilities in themselves. The pitches there, everything.
It's an overall, I suppose, sports complex, and there's two clubs beside it. The location, it was council land that was a key in between the two clubs to develop this for the other clubs in the area.
Yeah, without Angela McCallan driving the project first day and Myra Morrell, we wouldn't be here at all. The Kerry County Council have been so good. They've been up on site loads of times. They want this. They want to get it going. They don't want delays either. But you know, Jerry, what I find, which is just amazing, is, and the boys would understand this, is when you go to the suppliers, for example, when we went to Duggan's for the steel, oh my God, they couldn't be any more helpful. They were so good, and it was great that it was local. There were local suppliers, and Barry and just absolutely pushed out the boat for even with the price he gave for the steelwork here. And then Munster Joinery, the rings, because it was this project, again, pulled out all the stops to get the windows and doors in so that the boys could push ahead with the plastering. It's every one of the local suppliers has been so good to us and so good to the boys. Like, we're just really looking forward to it. You know, it's just going to be transformational for all the whole community.
Yeah. Before we go into the building, talk to me about access from the town. Like, it's a very busy road. Is there going to be improvements done to that to bring the community in?
Yeah, like one access is, you came through under the bridge there, and it gets tight. Now the council are in discussions with the HSE in relation to a land swap, and the residents have again. The residents in this area have been phenomenal. Whatever you need, we'll widen the road, we'll get it done. We'll take the land at the back of the house. And those discussions are going ahead, and we're pushing ahead with that. Also, there's an exit at the moment. You go down here and you go through the estate and out onto the Tralee Road. But the vast majority of access to this site will be up through the top of the site and across the top of the site. A land deal needs to be done with Killarney Celtic, but that's in train as well, and everybody's working. Everybody wants it. Celtic want it, the Legion want it. And see, eventually there's a field over here that the council are putting in housing, so they're going to need the access as well.
Yeah.
So access to here in a year or two will not be an issue. Access at the start, because it's part A of a bigger project. It's going to be manageable, and parking will be manageable. We'll have over 120 parking spaces in the whole facility when it's all up and running. And then you take into account you have other clubs in the area and housing estates in the area. So parking and access won't be a problem, but it might take probably a year or two for all those teething problems. I suppose the fact that we're ahead of schedule, it's going to create one or two issues. But to be honest, I think the access won't be an issue.
Yeah, that's Councillor Niall Boddy O'Callaghan speaking to me in the site of Doreen Sports Complex, which is on its way to completion. We'll talk more about that. We'll be taking a tour inside and talking about the different facilities it will provide once it's open. We'll get to that after we take these. Yeah, we're going to hear now from the report of the tour of the new multi-sports complex being developed at Doreen Killarney.
Okay, so Kieran, where are we walking into now? It's a huge hall. Is this the main basketball court?
Yeah, so this won't be obviously the main entrance, but this is our temporary entrance, but this is into the back of the basketball hall. So as you're looking down now, that's we'll call it the National League, but that's the main court. It'll be up and down this way. And see the steel going across here? The opportunity to put up a curtain there and split it into two courts running this way so they can run tournaments and different blitz and stuff like that. So you can see by the scale of it what's involved. Absolutely, yeah. We'll be moving in, yeah. There's going to be ventilation, there's going to be all the lighting, obviously all the fire escapes, all the fire emergency, all that kind of stuff is all going to be done in that phase. And then there's the different kind of heating systems will be in the different areas, so that broken up into three different departments. So,
and what will this mean when this is, can you see it in your mind's eye what it will mean for St. Paul's when these courts are up and running?
It's going to be huge for St. Paul's because at the moment we're paying about over 50,000 a year in rent. It's dead money. And we're travelling to Kilcumin, we're travelling down to the schools, we're travelling to the sports complex. We have to pay over €650 a game to play a National League game in the sports complex. So it's huge for us because we're now the rent will be paid, but it's going to CLG that we own. So we'll be able to put the money back into the facility again. Let's say when we open, we mightn't have the facility or the money to put in the tiered seating. So it might take a year to put in the tiered seating, but it will be done. But in terms of for our club St. Paul's, we're 40 years in September. It's a big deal for us, but it means we have a home for life. And this, I mean, the way the boys have put this, I mean, this is going to be here long after we're gone. And, you know, we just can't wait to get in. I mean, Kieran and Aidan, I break them up. I'm ringing them every day. How are we fixed? Are we in yet? Are we in yet? And they're, you know, they're calming me down.
Was there any specific challenges you came across? But I know everything is state of the art because it's a new building. And you've obviously got new requirements with electrical and ventilation, and I suppose energy efficiency as well was a big thing.
Absolutely, yeah, energy efficiency. So that was part of this new design. Everything needs to be low energy. You know, there's talk of even PV panels, everything in the future on the roof, bringing down their carbon footprint. So that's huge, even for the club, for the running costs alone. You know, yeah. But it's for us. A lot of that is actually part of the building regulation anyway, and for B cars to comply with everything. You know.
Yes. Okay. So we're moving from the main court area here. So where are we coming into now?
This will be the new, there'll be a gym in here. So you'll have the full glass there. That's their access, separate access here. And there's another access in through here. So they have a huge gymnasium, which they can use. The different clubs are going to work between themselves, be it the judo and be it St. Paul's, through memberships and different things.
Your physical preparation for whether it's judo or Kerry Stars for their different sports or St. Paul's basketball.
Absolutely, okay.
And open to the public.
And open to the public as well.
This is a physio room then. We envisage it as a physio room that somebody will rent this and be able to rehab athletes in the gym as well. But this will be dedicated for the physio and you'll have a reception room here. So we're hoping to kind of create a steady income on the facility. I mean, even the gym there with the big windows, you're looking out in a brand new playground. The money is already got by Kerry County Council. There's going to be a state-of-the-art playground there for disabilities and young people and kids. So we're that's not part of this project, but Kerry County Council are doing that out here. Yeah. So it's going to create a vibrancy as well of a turnover of people using the facility. We don't want it lying idle.
So we're walking down a kind of a hallway off the gym now.
So this will be one of your main entrances coming in.
Yes.
And the main exit, so you can go straight down here to St. Paul's, to the floor, and you can turn left in here. This is all a bathroom area, and then in further, it'll be the judo.
Okay, so this is the Kerry Judo Club area, and this is another kind of a large...
It's a large room, so you can see here we've a step already built into the floor.
Yes.
Just to allow for the... It's just making up, it's like a 160 mil of a step. We've taken into account for the springs and the plywood.
Oh, yes, okay, so the floor will come up to that.
It will become up to
this. Specialised floor.
Exactly, yeah. Aidan Ford is involved in this area, like, and he's huge plans for this area.
I think without Aidan Ford in the project from day one, we wouldn't even have a foundation in. I mean, he's amazing. And Jor Tehan, Jor, like, those guys just... Because I don't understand building, and St. Paul's people, we didn't have the expertise. What Aidan did, and as pure volunteerism and pure love for his club, the judo club, but he's set up everything in terms of the CLG, in terms of dealing with the builders, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. It's a huge experience and it's a great experience, but I mean, to have the one and only dojo of its kind in the whole country here in Killarney, Aidan sees, as you're saying, national events and even European and world events here, that you'd be able to use the basketball hall outside to put in three or four other floors, which would have two floors here, and you'd be able to host big world-class events in judo here in Killarney, European, everything. So it's just opening another door and another sport, and, you know, young people can walk in that door and try judo.
Okay, so we're going to move on again here to another section.
This room here that we're just about to enter is where the Kerry Stars, it's their home. Yeah. It's going to be designed specifically for the athletes and the members of the Kerry Stars to come here and enjoy their evenings. And I know the Kerry Stars have a fabulous design for here. Yeah. And the finish is going to be, they'll have couches and they'll have jukebox and be able to play music and come here, and it's going to be designed specifically for the Kerry Stars. There's no access here into the building or anywhere else in the building, so it's a standalone facility, and they've been waiting for a long, long time for this. It's probably the most exciting part of the building for everyone, because we're interested to see what the design is going to come out and look like, and, you know, even from Kieran's point of view and Aidan's point of view as the builders, what the designers come up with is going to be very interesting here.
Yeah, also there's interior designers on board. They're already talking to the lads in Kerry Stars. They're coming up with different, so there'll be like a coffee dock area over here. In next door, we can go in there after. There'll be the full coffee shop with the full sliding windows going across, so they can kind of sit out there and stuff. They're going to have a seating area out the back here. And all these then, all the toilet facilities, all that, they've just the best of everything for themselves, you know. And it's like he said about the access, they wanted to kind of have their own area, so no one's going to be traipsing in, traipsing out, you know. Yeah.
So. I'm really excited for this part of the Kerry Stars, because I know that the athletes themselves can't wait to get in here.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be life-changing for their club, because then in the evenings they can go in, use the basketball hall, they can use the gym, they can go dancing, they can do their yoga, because it's all basically for the community. So they'll benefit in a big way.
Okay, so we're going out here now to another section of the Kerry Star side of the project.
This is going to give an opportunity for the athletes to come and work every day here on site with a coffee shop that's going to be very active, because you've got a lot of clubs in the area and a lot of events going on. For example, you'd have Saturday morning football in the Legion, or you'd have soccer in Killarney Celtic, two of the biggest clubs around.
Yes.
Moms and dads can come in here, get their cup of coffee served by one of the members of the Kerry Stars. And that's important as well, to get them to get out working and to enjoy, you know, the facility in a different way.
Yeah.
But you can sit inside those windows, pull the windows and look out on the town square when this is all done. So this will be a full service cafe. It'll create an income for the Kerry Stars, but more importantly, it's going to create a situation where some of the athletes need to get out and meet people, and they need to be involved, and they need to have
interaction
and a job.
Yeah.
And there'll be something here for them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really exciting.
And then that element of, like, judo, you know, to the face of it, wouldn't be the biggest sport in Kerry or even in Ireland, but the fact that basketball, judo and Kerry Stars have come together, it enables Kerry Judo to get its own home. It enables Kerry Stars to get their own home, get some more established sport like basketball, getting your own home, you don't have to rent. That's the model that's been talked about at governmental level for the last couple of years, isn't it? That if instead of all three clubs having to go off on their own to try and get their own patches of land, their own funding stream, their own grants, taking much longer, this is the way of the future, is it, do you think? It
absolutely is the way of the future. And in fairness, we had Minister Patrick O'Donovan up here a couple of weeks ago. It didn't have to come up, but he wanted to come up and see it. And we really appreciated the fact. And it was it gave everybody a big lift that the Minister for Sport wanted to come up and experience and understand what we're doing here. Because the department want that. They want six or seven clubs to come together. At the end of the day, St. Paul's, we don't have the money to buy land. Or the Judo Club don't have the money to buy land. And the Kerry Stars certainly don't have the money to develop the building. So us coming together and then really, really couldn't thank Kerry County Council enough because, in fairness, the Killarney MD over the last couple of weeks, Jerry, you know, we as councillors in Killarney MD have been getting absolutely pillarised. But the seven people that sat in the rooms and voted to give the money to this facility, there's no thanks for that. It's always knocking, knocking. But those seven people voted for this for us, for the whole community, because they know it's going to be life-changing. But this is the model that the department want to use for the rest of the country. I mean, I was talking to Kieran, the amount of clubs that are ringing me from up the country and asking me for my advice and what you do and how you do it and how you go about this. Yeah, we were lucky. We got some of the Ukrainian money when it became available. We got 1.5 million, we got 500,000 from the sports capital, and we got a million from the LSSIF Large Sporting Infrastructure Scheme, to have the minister here and say, look, anything you want. But again, all the local TDs, they've all been on site and they're mad for it. Norm has been here, Michael's been here, Danny's been here, and Michael Cahill has been here, because they know how beneficial this is for the area. And we really do appreciate all their support.